Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products.
All three of us.
I am Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today with a skeleton crew here in the studio.
Seriously.
It is just the three of us here today. Should we sing a song? Just the three of us.
Sorry. Skeleton crew. It's all about the
Joe
bones.
Haley, how are you?
Skeletal. I feel skeletal today.
You do?
Yeah, I'm bony.
You're bony.
What?
Not really. I'm still a fat little guy.
I was going to say, that would be a change.
And I'm doing good, Andy.
You are.
I am doing good.
You got a smile on your face.
I do.
You're ready to go here on this
I am.
Warm Tuesday.
Come on,
whoa,
man.
You just lost it.
Oh,
just... We have a skeletal crew, but we have stuff falling all over the place. So if people have a heart attack, exclaiming like Joe, don't be concerned about us. We'll be okay. Kathy Houston, how are you today?
I'm all right. I'm happy to be here with you two lovelies.
Wow. That's so nice. That's like the most we've gotten out of Kathy in months.
I got to do something. There's only three of us.
I know. So you got to stretch it out. All right. We are getting ready to take your calls today with the topic of how do I attack specific markets. So if you have any questions about markets that you're trying to target, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. Our man Vin on the phone is getting ready to take your calls. And Joe, if we put you on the air, what will we give you?
All right, we're going to give you that fantastic prize package, the $25 Visa gift card, the hand fans, the finger puppets, the ASI Radio logoed drinkware. We're also going to throw in a pair of red Joe Show sunglasses, and maybe we'll even give you a little bit of a sound effect from Mina, who's Mina. No, it's not.
Whoa.
Mina. That's
Mina.
Lauren.
Blast.
Three
from
people ago.
The past.
Okay, well, maybe I'm not as awake as I thought I was.
Wow. Joe needing an extra cup of coffee here this morning.
Sorry, Lauren.
That's Lauren on the soundboard. Right. Lauren, Joe. We'll get you guys to meet after.
Okay.
All right, good
to meet you.
Wow. Joe Show sunglasses.
Joe Show sunglasses.
I have not been given a pair of those.
Seriously?
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe you should leave, go to your office, call, and then we'll send you the prize pack.
All right, I'm out.
They're actually awesome glasses. They're Wayfair, red. They took the Joe Show logo that was stacked, put it on one of the temples. They're able to dismantle it and still make it look good. And the lenses are nice and dark.
Wow.
Yeah, they're awesome glasses.
We just had a little mini Joe Show here right on cue.
Yes.
All right, Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
All right, we're going to talk about five signs your employees dislike you.
Yeah, I don't know why I have that topic.
Hint.
Yeah.
Hint. We have marketing lessons.
Left unsaid.
Marketing lessons from the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. We have marketing pitfalls businesses make. We're also going to look at the qualities of confident people. So you have that one too, Kathy.
Yeah, that's nice.
So they hate you, but you're confident.
I'm confident they hate me.
We're also going to look at how to create a great logo, and we have our favorite things. But before we start the show, let's go with the industry news in 60 seconds, Andy.
All right, thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with supplier acquisition news. AT Cross has agreed to acquire pen maker Schaefer from Bic Group, the parent of top 40 supplier Bic Graphic. Clarion Capital Partners, which owns AT Cross's pen business, is paying $15 million to complete the purchase. Following closure of the deal, Clarion says it plans to fold Schaefer into AT Cross. Top 40 news now. Gill Studios has announced it has finalized its deal to acquire the assets of recently shuttered firm Barton Nelson. The newly created company called Gill Bebco, which will operate out of Barton Nelson's former facility in Kansas City, will reopen on September 2nd, the company has said. Some sad news to report now. John White, one of the founders of former Counselor top 25 distributor firm Fletcher Barnhart & White, passed away last week after a battle with cancer. The longtime industry distributor was 71. General economic news. A new study from CNBC and the Financial Planning Association shows that many entrepreneurs are shortchanging their retirement plans. In fact, financial advisors reported that small business owners tend to put more than 70% of their own finances back into the business and ignore their investment and retirement plans. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
Well, in addition to those rockin' sunglasses, we also have a rockin' guitar.
Wow.
You're going to see that on this show, too.
Are you going to rock out?
Absolutely.
We can
man.
Only hope that he does.
Yeah, I'm going to pull that axe out and shred it.
I wasn't sure what you were going to pull out, but we all look forward
some of
to
us in
watching
the biz call, you know,
that episode of
X.
The Joe Show. All right. Before we get to the phones, to our call-in topic, which today is how do I target a specific market that I'm looking to sell to, we're going to go to our Product Safety Minute with Leighton Lee. Leighton, how are you today?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. I you folks are down to a three-person skeletal crew this morning.
I know.
Well, you're doing
a
great job.
We are dealing with vacations, and it's you know, it has ruined us here.
You guys are doing great. Keep it up. Anyways, this morning, we're going to talk about things that go pop, and that has to do with balloons. We don't often talk about balloons because it tends not to be so much in the news, but I know that balloons are part of our industry, and there are a lot of promotional balloons still being produced for many, many distributor and end buyer clients. So what's the danger with balloons? There is no or very little danger when balloons are inflated. It's when they go pop or they are uninflated that pose a real hazard to young children. Kids tend to take balloons either uninflated or pieces of balloons that have popped and fallen on the ground. They put them in their mouth, and they can, and if they suck in pieces of balloon or whole balloons, it can stop off the airway in their throat, or even worse, they suck up pieces of balloon, latex balloons, into their lungs and can cause a lot of harm. So what do we do? First of all, if we know, we always have to determine who our audience is for all of our products, whether they be tote bags, drinkware, writing instruments, and now balloons. So always determine who your intended audience is going to be. The CPSC has stated that of all children's products that are distributed around the country, balloons are the number one suffocation and choking hazard out there. So they have specified a special warning label that must accompany all balloons. By the way, this does not apply to Mylar balloons because they do normally don't pop and normally don't choke children. So that is our Product Safety Minute. You folks, all three of you, should have a great week. And
all right,
thanks,
Leighton. Thanks for the call.
You got to be careful with animals with balloons, too.
With what?
Animals.
Oh, animals.
Yeah, because they'll choke on them, too.
Yeah, years ago, they used to have those fundraisers or those events in schools where you tie a little note on a card and you put up a balloon, and whoever finds it, they're supposed to write where it came from and send it back to the student. But Kathy says, you got to watch out for the animals. They see that balloon and say, hey, that looks pretty good. So a two-year-old chewing on one, I'm going to chew on one.
All right.
Next thing you know.
Interesting. It's an interesting insight into the thoughts of animals from Joe Haley. But Leighton does bring up an important point that I think many distributors forget to do, which is to find out what the audience is for a program that you're selling to clients. Yeah, you know, it might seem like it's a promotion targeted to adults, but are items possibly going to get into kids' hands? It's something that you need to think about today. So definitely follow that advice from Leighton Lee. All right, we are going to go to our phone lines now and talk about how to target specific markets if you have any questions about the education sector, healthcare, manufacturing, technology, whatever it is on your mind today. Give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We have a couple callers on the line. On line two, we have Steve. Steve, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Doing great. What is your question for the host?
Well, I have, among my clients, I have zero manufacturing companies, but there's an industrial park near me, and I know there's a bunch of big and small manufacturing companies in there, and I'd like to break into there, but I really am a little uncomfortable with this niche. What can you tell me about getting their attention?
Well, if you're at manufacturing companies, one of the things I would say you want to hit them with is develop a safety campaign for them. You know, because a lot of times they're out there in a shop, they're working with tools, they're working with sharp objects, hot objects and stuff, and if someone gets hurt, they have lost man hours. So you can develop a safety program for them, which you would announce it at a meeting where everyone might get a coffee mug, to, you know, safety is job one or something like that. And then you have plateaus that if they go so many man hours in the shop floor without injuries, then they get another gift with a logo on it. And the thing is, it motivates them to be more mindful of what they're doing. The other thing you want to, you know, consider is just treat them like any other client that has employees. You get a new hire. What do? You give them a new hire gift. Company store. Like some shops might be very cold in the summertime because if it's hot out there, they're going to crank up the air conditioner and people complain it's too cold. So in your company store for them, you might have fleece. You might have pullovers. Anything that an employee can wear on the job and also away from the job would be, you know, welcomed as well. Also, look at the events that have company picnics, holiday parties, anything like that. Anytime when they're interacting and there's a need to have logoed items, whether it's napkins at a cocktail party or whether it's gifts at a holiday party or company picnic. They might not be thinking of these things. So, you know, just treat them like you would any other client and give them the opportunity to, you know, hear your ideas and then, you know, hopefully you make some sales. And what happens is you become part of a niche there. Now, if you work for one manufacturing company, it works here. It can work with other manufacturing companies.
Jeez.
Joe has a lot to say. Steve, I would also suggest for any market that you're looking to target that's new to you, I would suggest going to a trade show in your local area that might be highlighting that specific sector.
That's what I was going to say. That was one of my follow-ups is that...
Well, you talk so much. I just needed to get...
Maybe I had a lot of stuff on my mind. If you go to trade shows, but also look at their trade publications as well.
Yeah.
You'll get an idea of what their business is all about, and it might help you better hone products that'll work for them for different campaigns and promotions.
Yeah, there you go, Steve. Lots of ideas. Hopefully it helps you. Hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card and prize pack. All right, on line three, we have Brad. Brad, how are you today?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
My question is a little different, but actually it does involve trade shows. So I work with a big plumbing company, and they also do things like bathroom rebuild and remodeling. And they're exhibiting at a series of regional home shows, and they want to do some sort of giveaway at the booth. So what ideas do you have?
I'm guessing our star of the Joe Show, Joe Haley, would have some ideas for you.
Oh, I'm not all talked out? You know, this is funny because this morning I was checking Facebook, and I like Brand Fuel. It's a distributorship in North Carolina. You know, they had posted something, and they had these little cell phone stands that are in the shape of little plungers. So the plunger, it comes in a variety of like different colors, and you know, it has a little wooden handle. You plunge it to the back of your cell phone, and it'll stand it up. And I thought maybe it was something was an industry, wasn't it in the industry? So I looked on ESP, and it is in the industry. And I wrote down, I wrote it down and left it at my desk because I want to get it for the Joe Show.
Well, just look it up on ESP.
Anyway, it's a fun little giveaway you can give at the booth, you know, and I think that if you package it right and people have it, they put it on their cell phones, one of those things, where did you get that? So it can draw people to the booth. You know, otherwise, you might want to think of anything that is bathroom-related. Like, you can get these hourglasses. No, yeah, what do you call it? Hourglass, right, with the sand in it?
Sandvertisers.
Yeah, sand. You put them in the shower, and it helps you conserve water. You put it, and it starts to go through, and that's how much time you have to take your shower. So, you know, it's conserving water, but it's also an idea. It's right there, your plumbing company logo right in front of these people.
What about logo toilet paper?
You can get that, Kathy, if you...
Good, Lauren.
You know,
well done, Lauren.
You know, the other thing I would have them do, maybe think of some high-end, you know, products like towels, bath towels, and washcloths.
Oh, that's
them,
a good idea.
You know, have them for when a client has been qualified. So you have something, a little giveaway to the product that, you know, at the booth that people are going to come by and want to get. And if you can qualify someone there at the booth, or maybe you have an offer that, you know, if you do business with them, they get this lovely pair of a bath towel set with a washcloth, hand towel, and a bath towel.
All right, Brad. Well, hopefully that helps. Hang on the line so we can get your information for your prize pack. And on line one, we have Stanley. Stanley, how are you today?
Very good. It was an honor for me to go to the Emmys last night and accept the award for the Joe Show. wish you could have been there. It was really amazing.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Stanley. I appreciate you doing that for
can
me.
Can you send us a clip on that?
I will. All right.
I've actually held an Emmy.
Wow.
It's quite impressive.
I have too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Stanley, what's going on?
Well, I got a question. The question I have for you is, you know, there are markets that we all know and that we kind of default to because we either worked in it or we know it or we had luck with it. But when it comes to markets that we don't know, like, for example, I know nothing about healthcare. Where do we learn more about how to speak their language? How to, like, if I go onto a studio lot, I know exactly what to say and how to talk to the Teamsters and how to talk to the producers and to get their business. But how do you learn the language of an industry you don't know anything about? And how do you learn more?
I think you want to look at media websites in those industries. So trade publication websites, trade publication in print, e-newsletters that are targeted to those industries. Then you'll start to get a feel for who the big players are, number one, but also, like you said, what the marketing language is, what these companies are trying to do to reach their audience. I think that's initially the best way, even before you've spoken to clients, so that you have a little bit of an education in the sector. Joe, what do you think?
No, I would agree with you. I know the other thing I would say that if there is an opportunity, if there's any type of business meetings, conventions, trade shows for these groups, if it's open to the public and you can get in there, you can go in there. I mean, just like, you know, our industry shows, they have education sessions as well. So you might want to look and see if there's anything on marketing or advertising from there, or just on their current issues that they're going through. If they're going through new legislation that's going to hamper them or help them in some way, there might be an opportunity for you to go and help them develop a campaign around that to send that message out to whoever their clientele is.
Yeah, I would echo that. I think that if you can get to a trade show of a sector that you're trying to target, even before you're prepared to talk to clients, just seeing what exhibitors are trying to promote and how they're trying to talk to their audience and how they're trying to connect with their clients, that can be invaluable education in how you're then going to target those companies for promotions. So I think that that's probably the best way to go.
And I would say to notice. No, I'm sorry. Notice also there's a lot of branding and merging activity in the healthcare industry, and they all need rebranding efforts. They need uniforms that are all the same across branches and things like that. So look in the local news and see if anybody's merging healthcare-wise.
Gotcha. And does AFI have any, like, do they have a video section of their website where you can, you know, like, get kind of, like, education on your own time or you can reach out for more?
On specific sectors?
Yeah, or anything.
I don't think we have it broken down by specific sectors. We have some case studies online that you could search through our search on ASA Central or CounselorMag.com and put in specific sectors, and you'll probably get some stories that come up. But we don't have it that way broken down, you know, specifically.
Stanley, aren't you a MAS holder? MASI?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I would just, you know, Our education department is constantly updating the online site with new classes and stuff. I don't do that, but I would check there regularly to see, you know, if there's anything in there that you haven't taken to take again or to take for the first time.
Okay, awesome.
All right, Stanley, good luck.
Appreciate that. All great information.
Thanks for the call. We'll catch up with you soon.
You
got it. Joe, I know that this was a relatively hot topic on our Facebook page. What were people asking there?
All right, so Judy Brown, she says she'd love tips on two markets, gaming and casinos, and hospitality, specifically hotels and restaurants. And she goes, how much promo purchasing is done at a local level, especially for national chains?
Well, I think it depends. It depends what you're trying to sell. If you're just, you know, if you're trying to sell coasters to a restaurant, that's going to be done at a national level. If it's a chain, you know, if it's an Applebee's, they're buying those in bulk on national levels, but and probably uniform programs as well. But if they're doing individual location promotions or they're trying to do things that are reaching to their local audience, then that's certainly up for grabs locally. And also, if you're talking about resorts or hotels or gaming properties, anything they're doing internally most likely is on a local level. So anything they're doing to target their own employees, like Joe was saying with company stores or things like that, those are most likely done more at a local level than a national level. Overall, Joe, what do you think for targeting those sectors?
You know, I agree, Andy. If you have a hotel that's in the Philadelphia area, they might have, you know, more opportunity or different opportunities than someone in the Boston area to have a localized promotion. So those are the things you want to look at. You know, look at schedule events and around where the hotels are, what big cities are doing. Are these hotels then going to offer, you know, special room rates for certain times of year? And how can you get involved with that, with getting that message across, offering incentives to people to come and lodge there?
Go ahead.
I was thinking that for like the gaming and casino industries, if you ever go into the shops there, you know, either at the, you know, hotel itself or at the airport, you see a lot of shot glasses. You see a lot of like martini type glasses. You'll see a lot of ashtrays. For whatever reason, that resonates with gamblers. So if you're working on a promotion with them and looking to give away something to incent people to come to your casino and stay there, you know, I would say, you know, if this is what people are buying in the gift shops, it might make a good promotional item as well. So, you know, that's something you just got to go and talk to people.
Cool. All right, give us one more.
Okay, I'll give you one more. This is from Laura O'Shea, and she says, I'd love more college and education business. Do I just call, try, and get in touch with the bookstores, or is there a better way?
I think target fraternities and sororities, too. They're big purchasers.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, the dean, the academic dean, you know, they need awards and stuff for students. Mm-hmm. The vice president of recruitment or whatever, because they do, colleges I know do big recruitment efforts, and they, you know, with their welcome packages, they send kids like the pennants and stuff, pens and folders with the college names on them. There's a whole host of opportunities.
You know, we just took our boys, not Kathy and I, well, not together, me too. we took our boys
something
back to school.
You guys want
to
tell us?
Our own children. And my son, who's a freshman, when he got there, it's like there's a lanyard for him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, you know, pen for him. There's the folder with all the information that he needs. The only thing I was disappointed in is that they had these little cases that they could put their ID in and clip it to a lanyard along with their keys, but doesn't have a little logo on it, you know, and that's a missed opportunity for a distributor. Make sure if you can get to some of these events, or if you know people go to these events, you know, what is and what isn't logoed. You know, and that's the thing. You know, kids love it. You know, you go on these college campuses, and they all wear the logoed gear. You know, freshman orientation, you go to this event, and you have an opportunity to win T-shirts. You go to that event, you have an opportunity to win T-shirts and stuff. And they all wear the stuff. My oldest is a junior now. He still wears T-shirts from his freshman orientation, you know.
Sure.
So. And one idea that I really liked when Andrew was a freshman, in his dorm, they left a laundry bag with instructions for doing the laundry in the group, what do you call it, wash.
Was it logo?
It was logo. It was logoed with Westchester, and it had all the laundry instructions, which I thought was cool.
You know, go to the school's websites, you know, for colleges. Go to the websites and just look at who the people are, and you'll get an idea of who might do the buying. Mm-hmm. And if not, if you can start that conversation, they might point you to the right person. But also with colleges, I agree with fraternities and sororities. One thing, you know, they all wear their logoed gear. T-shirts and hats and hoodies and stuff like that. They got to get it from someplace, right? And if they don't know where to get that, you know, you go in. Then when you're there, some of these people play on the sports teams and stuff, and then they want logoed gear, and they might not get, you know where to get it. Or maybe they do have a, you know, resource, but you can make yourself another resource. And for high schools, for education, you know, Margaret, I would just, you know, look at booster clubs. It's an easy way to go. The schools themselves, a lot of their, you know, buying and purchasing is done in July, so that opportunity may have passed. It may not have, but I would check with the booster clubs, because there's always new parents running those booster clubs, and they need someplace, you know, to get their items for fundraising. And then they have businesses, and it's a great opportunity to network within those booster clubs. That's all I have to say about
that. Don't forget beer pong stuff.
You can get logoed like Red Solo cup,
you can.
And logoed ping pong balls.
That's right.
And a beer pong table in this industry, Andy. You get all those items in this industry.
All that and more in this industry.
So the Kathy's son at...
Nice. Or just Kathy.
Yeah, just send it straight to Kathy here at ASI. All right, we're going to pause now to hear from our show sponsor, Hanes. But when we get back, we will look at some marketing lessons from the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Hanes branded printware has a new website designed specifically for screen printers and promotional product distributors. HanesInc.com features detailed product information and resources to help you make the most of Hanes t-shirts and fleece. For the first time, you can download high-res front and back hollows of every product in every color in the format and resolution you need. Apparel pages are organized by color and product line, so you can easily find exactly what you're looking for. In addition to high-res hollows, you will also find helpful sales tips on every product page. Each product is assigned a helpful return on investment scenario to illustrate the untapped return potential for you and your customers in every interaction. In our resources section, a dedicated return on investment page provides additional questions and insight to help you better understand how to meet your customers' needs with better products and better guidance. Visit HanesInc.com today for high-res hollows, sales tips, and many more resources.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show. Now, Kathy, this subject is something that I wanted to get into. So, five signs your employees dislike you.
I thought we were talking about the ALS thing.
We're going to get to that.
All right. Well, number one, you have high turnover. All right, you might not think it's not. You might think it's not you, but if it's your staff,
you might think it's not you, but it is.
But it is. It is. If it feels like a revolving door, the fault is very likely yours. Either you're not taking the time to hire the right people to begin with, or once they're there and your management style is turning them off, they quickly leave.
Yep.
Not good.
Not good.
You hear complaints, and or you might see like people talking in their offices or in their cubicles, and then you come and it goes silent.
Ah.
That's a sure sign.
Yeah.
Okay, your employees avoid you.
That happens to you, right?
No, it doesn't. Oh. Never. You say you have an open door policy, but how many employees take you up on it? Okay, if you notice nobody's visiting you and you pass them in the hall and they avoid eye contact, yeah, that's a sure sign.
Yeah.
You have no idea how your employees feel. So one frequent complaint from his employees is that their leadership is out of touch with what's going on in the organization. So performance evaluations are very important, even though I hate them. And job descriptions are the perfect way to ensure regular communication with each member. When expectations are outlined up front, obviously the whole system works better.
I think that whole out of touch thing is unfortunately extremely common.
Mm-hmm.
I think people just get into their sort of silos and then lose touch with what
exactly
people are doing and how people are feeling.
So you have to be communicating. And the final thing, which I think is a good one, you're working too hard. Okay, if a manager is correctly doing his job, he isn't working hard, you're working smart. You're delegating to people that you trust, and then you're letting them do their job.
Yes.
You know how we all feel about that.
Yes.
Very good. All right. We will put those online at asacentral.com/radio. Okay, Joe, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge has taken over social media.
Yes.
It is everywhere. So what are some lessons that marketing pros can learn from that?
Okay, well, first of all, I think it's right at its apex.
I think
it's going to start, you know, petering out.
It is.
So my question is here, raise your hand in this room if you've done the Ice Bucket Challenge.
I've been challenged, but I told the person to...
And you wonder why nobody
likes you. So that's
how
I feel about that.
Okay. I was challenged. I did it, and we also made the donation as well.
Very good.
But it is an incredible happening here. People say it's so stupid. You know, why don't you just make a donation? Well, people are. I mean, they've raised over $15 million. Same period last year.
Yeah.
Same period last year, they raised $1.4 million. So there's a lot of lessons here, and I think they're all pretty good. First thing about it is anyone can participate. The only thing you really need to be is connected to social media, and that's it. It's free to participate. You don't have to do it, okay? It's very simple rules. All you got to do is challenge someone. I challenge you, Kathy, to do it in 24 hours.
No, that's the second time I've been challenged by a Joe.
Or
so no.
Or you got to send ALS a $100 check.
All right.
Okay? And people are doing that. People are saying, okay, I don't want to put this on my head, and they're going to write the check. The other reason it's been successful is because there's a compressed time period to complete the challenge. You've got 24 hours to do this. So people are getting on. It's the perfect time of year. You know, so this is hitting at the right time of year because it's summer and, you know, no one minds pouring a bucket of ice water on their head. It's strong focus, vocal core base linked to a larger vocal core. So what happened, this started in Boston trying to raise awareness for someone on this baseball team who is, you know, struggling with ALS. So they started it there, and it kind of went viral. Well, yeah, it went viral.
Oh, it did.
I mean, you've seen some of the people are doing it. You know, yeah. I mean, celebrities, athletes, teams, kids. My cousin did it with. Well, his wife did it with their two boys. The boys are 4 and 2.5, and you know, the one boy had a pitcher, and the little boy just had a cup of ice water, and the mom dumps, and the older boy dumps, and everybody's like, "Do it, Nick, do it," and he drank it. But they have simple and descriptive hashtags, hashtag ice bucket challenge and hashtag strikeout ALS, and these two hashtags alone describe why the campaign exists. And has made it extremely easy for people to search and learn more about the effort. Two more, the social currency element. In other words, you know, you don't want to look like a doof. You want to be part of this, you know. So if you're challenged, you want to do it, Kathy.
It's over.
The other thing is, like, some people want to be part of it and just decided they were going to do it. And they haven't been challenged by anyone. They want to be part of it, so they did it and challenged other people. And it was small expectations from the start. This group in Boston had no idea that this was going to happen. They had small expectations. So understanding how to leverage social media effectively to gain awareness and traction for your efforts is crucial. So I don't think, and this article points out, you can't go on and say, I want a social media campaign that's going to go viral. You know, it's impossible to dictate what's going to happen with it. But if you do things smartly, and these 8 tips that we're going to post online shows you how they did things and why it happened, then maybe you might have more success from some of your campaigns. And maybe, Andy, maybe, just maybe, they will go viral.
Wow. All right.
I'm going to do that. Andy Cohen Bald Head Challenge. You have 24 hours to shave your head.
Wow. I'm not sure how we got to that, but we have just enough time, well, really very little time, for our favorite thing. So, Kathy, go.
Okay, mine's quick. Everybody loves beverage coolers, especially with tailgating. Football season is in gear now. But now you can add a pocket to your beverage cooler, courtesy of Pneumo, ASI-74710. It's called the Little Buddy, and it's great for holding IDs, credit cards, et cetera.
Very cool. All right. I absolutely needed this when I was on vacation in Florida last week. It is a small hand mister. It was hot, hot, hot out there last week. So this would be cool. It comes from Way Too Cool, which is ASI 95735. Check it out online now at asicentral.com/radio.
You could have poured ice on your head, ice water on your head.
Actually, Donna and Jason did.
All right.
They did it. I filmed.
And Captain Killjoy didn't do it. All right, this is a brandable guitar. It's a genuine Fender, so it's not just like a little toy. It's a Fender. You can play it. It's completely customizable. Am I holding this the right way? Yeah, you can see we have our ASI logo on there. This is great for a variety of different campaigns and promotions. You know, employee's been there for 25 years at your company. You know, he likes music. Instead of getting him a gold watch, how about a guitar? It's great for fundraisers. You know, the quantity on this is very low. I think you can get just one. So a variety of different companies or organizations have used these for fundraising purposes. You also see for radio stations, rock bands, musicians, beverage companies putting their logos on these and using these at a variety of events. You can get this from Brando Guitar. They are ASI 4-1-4-can't-see-6-1. You find them online at brandoguitars.com.
All right. Check all that out and more on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Unfortunately, we are all out of time for today. But tune in again next week, and have a great week, everybody.